Of course, I am again flying without a net. No notes, no nothing, just an idea. So I am listening to a guy who I bought a course from, the article writing course, and he's talking about writing articles and the article needs to be a reaction. And of course, all my articles are reaction, but I never say that. So I wanted to share about that. So every single article that I write because there is trouble in Denmark or something, whatever. One of my students or all my students said something or did something or lacked something that unless I put in, it's not going to go anywhere. So ultimately, what I seem to be doing is I'm reacting to where they are at. And more often than not, I give them exactly what they need to move forward. So ultimately, no matter what it looks like to you who are not in my courses, I actually. When I write a course, I do, let me muscle test. So more than, like how much do I do it in the group? More than 10, 20, 30. So I do 30% in the classes. That is surprising to me too. And 70% in my articles. Or maybe some of them in my podcast. Not necessarily this one, but sometimes this one, and mostly the course with Bonnie, the Friday podcast. Which means that when you buy a course from me, then you get way more than what I can deliver in the somewhat sterile environment of a workshop. I give way more. So in the normal course of events, I have the classes every week, and then I write six, seven articles in between, and all six, seven cater to the same people. Now, why would that interest you? Well, for one thing, if it doesn't make sense to you, then obviously you don't have the foundation, because I'm not necessarily going to write all my knowledge into every article. I am starting where the students are, not where you are. So if you ever wanted to be and have the articles more useful and actually benefit from them, then maybe you should sign up to one of my classes or more than one of my classes. Otherwise, it's like just talking and it's kind of disconnected for you because I'm not writing on your level. Okay, so that's all I wanted to say. You can hate me as much as you want, and you probably do. But I mean, you do what you do. I have an assignment from whatever I call source to develop. And map out the human condition so that most of it can become part of all knowledge even after I die. You see, yesterday I had a conversation with Source, and I asked if more of what I have discovered would become part of all knowledge if I put them in a book. Or if they stayed online. And the answer was no. So, I mean, whatever that means, but that's just how it is. So just so you know, I am on borrowed time. My heart is enlarged and there's a hole in it. So I have heart murmur and I am very, very weak. And the heart is not behaving like it's going to last too long. Okay? So if I am very careful, then I probably will live a year. But likely not. Okay? So if you're missing, then you're missing. And for most people, this is the only chance they will ever have. See, I really like Alexa or Mosey, but can he actually teach you to be like him? The answer is no. Because there's more to it that even he doesn't know. The fact that he single-handedly turned on 30 capacities and turned on the most important one, the one capacity of causing, it's a miracle. I mean, there are only 1,000 people on the planet who did that. Can he teach you? No. I can teach you, and I can also turn on the capacity. I also have the audio that keeps on turning it on because you are turning it off. Because the normal way for a human to live is not cause anything, not even want to cause. So I don't want to say anything more, but just think about it. If you were ever interested and you think that you have time, you don't, okay? I am going to croak soon, and that's just how it is. Okay? Thank you.